Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is 10 a.m., March 27th. Whew, already 2015. My goodness gracious, March went by so fast. In the South Jersey area, it is still raining out. We had it's kind of been rainy since Wednesday night. But good morning, everybody. Tell somebody to tune in live, 626-696-8566. So we're going to run through the book of Proverbs. We are going through the third book, the Proverbs of Solomon. The Proverbs of Solomon. This morning, you know, and I want to give you guys a little update before I get started. April, I'm trying to figure out some new things for us to do. We are going to be talking about activating your journal in the book of April. Activating your journal. Now you say, how can you activate my journal? Well, you're going to have to tune in and find out. You're going to have to tune in. You know, there are certain ways you can activate your journal simply by just writing in it continuously. A lot of times we don't see our goals and our things come to pass, our dreams and our visions come to pass because we are so busy. We are so busy running. And that's one thing about me. I try with all the busyness I do. I try and focus on journaling. I try and focus on, even if it's just writing notes, it's something, you know. And I do that a lot, you know. So that's how I keep my journal activated. So we're going to talk about that in April. I see you, Dr. Arlene Spann. I'll get with you in a second. So we're going to be talking about that in April, activating your journal. But I wanted to do something special at the end of April. I'm still trying to figure that out. Maybe we could do like a power lunch or a power series. I don't know how to word it, but I want to do something special at the end of each month because May is coming up quickly. And we're going to have a Mompreneurs Conference. I can't say this enough. And I am still looking for mothers, entrepreneurs, and people who are in network marketing that just want to share, your business. But guess what I found out? I'm excited, and I can't say it. But guess what I found out? Hold that thought. As we go to Dr. Arlene Spann. Are you there, Dr. Arlene Spann? How are you this morning?
I am here. Mic check. Can you hear me? Mic check. 1, 2, 3. Mic check.
Yes, I can hear you for the moment. Loud and clear.
Oh, awesome.
How are you? What's going on? You driving?
Oh, you know. I'm not driving. I am stationary, about to go into a meeting, but I am always looking at the weather, and of course this morning the weather is nice and rainy where I am.
It's rainy, isn't it?
It is rainy. But it's a good day. Am I loud and clear?
Yes, you're a little blurry, but you're loud and clear.
Okay, the headset. I'll try another one.
Don't do it. Don't go out there and spend your money. Use the regular speaker on your phone. That's what I'm using.
Awesome.
And, I don't go out and buy headsets most likely. I do have an earphone piece, but that's only for my music, you know. But I you know, hey, go to, that's what I was saying when I sent you the phone. Maybe you can go to Walmart or somewhere and just get another phone and put your SIM card in it, and you can have another phone, so then you can use your speaker. Maybe that'll work.
Awesome. We'll try that. So we're back in Proverbs, right?
Yes, we are. We're back in Proverbs. We are finishing up book three. Like I was saying, we are running through this, and next week actually will be the last week, I think Monday, because April's coming. And we're going to talk about activating. I did not get a chance to email you, but I will. I will. There's been a lot going on yesterday. You know, that's my long day with my nephews. But we're still looking for mompreneurs. And April, we're going to be activating your journal. So I want you to stay tuned. Tell everybody you know to tune in. It's nothing like having a journal session because a lot of times we don't focus on our journaling to get through the day. But we are going to study chapter 27. And I found a couple things that it mentioned. Let me go through that first before Dr. Arlene Spain has to leave. As I was going through this chapter, it starts out with the wrath of a fool, because in chapter 26, it talks about the folly of a fool. It talks about a fool a lot. and like I was saying before, Proverbs is about comparison. You know, it's not about, well, we'll just read the scripture and see what it says. A lot of times what I'll do is I'll backtrack a lot and tell you, you know, the background, because that's how you read scripture. You don't always read just the what it says now. Sometimes you got to backtrack and see what it says before the chapter before. If it goes not with it, you know, sometimes it doesn't go with it. Sometimes it does. But we are talking about Proverbs, and there's always a hidden proverb. And two, it's a comparison. Comparison, like you go left and I go right. You go this way, I'll go that way. Arlene's in Maryland, I'm in Jersey. You know, it's a comparison. You're either wealthy or you're poor. It's like your thought process. You're either going to wake up in a positive mindset, or you're going to wake up being negative and crappy and irritable and all that stuff you're not supposed to be, you know, depressed and, oh, my God, you know, and you're not supposed to be that way, from my book. But, you know, you have your own mind, but there is a certain way that Proverbs wants you to think. You know, it's not always cookies and cream. You know, they're putting out the negative stuff for you to understand. So when you go through your life, you can figure out, oh, well, wait, that person's being really negative towards me, so why don't I say something positive towards them? You know, maybe they didn't have a good day, but that doesn't mean that you just spill on them and act the same way they're acting. You know, sometimes when people act the worst towards me, I put on a smile and I say, God bless you, and I walk away. Because it's the opposite. Sometimes in life, you don't always have a positive person standing in front of you. Am I correct, Dr. Arlene Spann?
You are correct.
Or did you leave for your
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I said you are correct. You do not always have positive people in front of you. But, you know, you can be that person that you want the other person to become by you displaying in yourself the attributes that you would like others to see. And maybe they'll catch the vision And just maybe, who knows, they'll change their thought process, they'll change what they're doing and come alongside you and might even be an asset for you. You never know. Back to you, James.
True. And chapter 26, it says to avoid the way of a fool. You're called to walk in the heavenly places with God. Don't sacrifice a life lived to his glory and power just to follow the ways of a fool. So you have a choice. You have a choice. And it says in chapter 26, before we go on to 27, it says, God makes it very clear in the book of Proverbs, the way of the fool is the way to avoid. In Proverbs 26, he tells us of the fool's way to steer clear of as we walk through life on this earth. So never overestimate yourself. Never overestimate yourself. Do you see? Well, it goes into Proverbs 1-11. Gives us a long list of reasons why the way of the fool is hopeless. Do you see a man wise in his own ways and conceit? There is more hope for a self-confident fool than for him. That's really saying something, because there isn't much hope for the fool. You won't heed correction. So that's a little bit of the hidden treasure. So I challenge you to go back and read that, because it gives you practical things for you to think about. Am I acting like a fool, or am I acting the way I'm supposed to be acting? You got to do a self-check on you at all times. I was saying that on my morning radio show. You know, you got to self-check yourself before you walk out the door in the morning. Am I excited? Am I happy? Am I willing to get on a call and be excited and giggly, or am I like, let me just grump my way through the day? You know, you got to do some self-checks in your life, bottom line. And you can't always, go off of someone's attitude all day. You got to make sure you're in check yourself. So Proverbs 27, the faithfulness of the wise. Faithfulness is the force issuing out of your spirit that causes you to increase and abound in the blessings of God. Faithfulness is the force issue out of your spirit that causes you to increase and abound in the blessings of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Awesome. You need to think of that song, great.
So what do you think about?
So
what do you think about what I said so far?
I think, you know, what you said is that when we think about fools, you know, God, of course, lets us know. He said a fool has said in his heart there is no God, and a fool says no to God, is how I surmise that. But when we are listening to fools and following behind them, what God is saying is, listen, you are not to follow that fool. Because first of all, they're fools, okay? And he's saying it further down in that same chapter, he calls us lazy. We're lazy because if we're listening to these other people, if we're following them, then we are not doing what God wants us to do when we come down to chapter 27. So when we get down to chapter 27, right before that, God talks about the lion's tongue hates those who are crushed by it, and a flattering mouth works ruin. So when you're listening to the fool, they can flatter, they can make things sound really good, and they can make us want to partake of what they're doing. But God wants us to take heed to what they're saying and be faithful to him and to his word. back to you then.
That's true. That's so true. And I mean, it's we're not saying, ladies and gentlemen, it's bad to follow people. We're just saying in the chapter that they're talking about, you know, don't be a fool, don't be lazy, because in the real world, you know, you can follow people, but it's not, people aren't God. That's what I'm saying. People aren't your God. It's good to listen to people. It's good to have counsel, but God is your main source. God is your main source. You know, in the morning, sometimes I like some quiet time to just meditate. But at times, you know, I can't listen to everybody in the morning. You know, this person, that person, you know, I can't listen to 10 people. I don't want to listen to one person. So sometimes you got to focus yourself and say, okay, God, what did you say? And even going into April, hopefully I can continue to read my Proverbs, because this is something that we should do on an everyday basis. Proverbs itself is giving us steps of wisdom and steps what to do and what not to do. But it's your choice to make the decision. Do you want to live like a fool, or you want to live like wealthy? You know, do you want to follow the everybody that you see, or do you want to follow God and say, God, should I be following this person? Should I be even joining? You know, sometimes, like I've mentioned, I believe, sometimes you gotta jump into it. You can't always just, well, I'll pray about it 10 years. Sometimes you just got to step into it. See what it does. If it's not for you, cut the cord, you know. But it's something that we all have to do. And people have been inboxing me, you know, about network marketing. And you have to make a choice. Because I had this one lady yesterday, Arlene, and she said she's been following me. And I said, oh, great, wonderful. I said, awesome. She said she's been sharing my post. I'm not going to tell you the name. And I said, oh, that's great. Thank you, you know. But then I looked on her page. I was like, I don't see nothing. I don't see nothing about me on this page. I was looking on her page, you know. Because when you share what somebody has, it goes on to your page. And she thought I was crazy because I was telling her thank you before I even checked her page. I know, I know how Facebook works. So if you inbox me and tell me you shared my post should be on your page. You know, it's like when I share with Arlene, my post is on my page and Arlene's page. It's not just on my page. So you know. You got to be careful about who you talk about. And I know you have more words to say with this.
Oh, and it's back to what you said earlier in the scripture when it talks about our lips. You know, it's about what's going on inside of us. Some people want to be deceitful, and I'm not saying that this is the case. And that, but there are, God lets us know that some people are what's known as tell-bearers. Frankly speaking, they just lie. Okay, let me put it like that. Okay? And he lets us know about that. And he always sends that warning. That's why I said, he says, a lying tongue hates those who are crushed by it. People will lie. And if there's anyone out there who says that they've never lied, then they're lying. Look. Because we lie every day. You know. You know, and God wants us, you know, even in Proverbs chapter, when you look at Proverbs chapter 27, even the first verse, it says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Then it says, let another man praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. So sometimes people want to praise themselves. They want to feel like, you know, they're so puffed up about themselves that they'll put themselves out there and up there and not knowing that people will put you in check. And then verse 3 says, a stone is heavy and sand is weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than both of them. But see, God's letting us know that people will come to you, Jamie. People will come to us, and they will say things. But sometimes we have to do verse 5, which says this, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Sometimes we have to say, wow, like Jesus said with Peter, when Peter openly was saying things to him, and Jesus had to say, oh, wait up, Peter, that's not what we want to happen, so get thee behind me, Satan. I know who's using you right now. I know whose voice is speaking right now. That's not God's voice. So sometimes we have to do the open rebuke and say, whoa, wait a minute. That's not what God said. That's not what you did. And you're lying. I mean, you're not going to come out and say it exactly like that. You're going to use some passion for it. But at the end of the day, you know, we have to do that because God does that to us. He said, those who he loves, he chastens. So he corrects us. You know, so sometimes we stand to be corrected. So if I need to be corrected, correct me. That's all I'm saying. If it's someone else, and you can just do it in love. That's all I'm saying. Back to you, James.
Amen. Amen. Do it in love. And it's true. Verse chapter 27 is full of things. I mean, we can go. We could talk about a lot. Verse 6, it says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. So, you know, yeah, it's true. It is true. But yet still, you know what the enemy does. You know what the enemy does.
I'm sorry. I think you mean to come steal, kill, and destroy? That's what he does.
Yep.
Sometimes we need to be confronted. Sometimes we really do, Jamie. Sometimes we really need to be confronted. Again, we need the truth. God says what? Speaking the truth in love. We need to hear the truth. That's what a friend does. A friend will tell you the truth. They don't care if it's what you want to hear or not. It's not about what you want to hear. It's about, is this the truth? Can I come to you with the truth? And that's what it's all about. Back
sure.
Didn't mean to cut you off. Back
please,
to
please. Yes, you can come to me about the truth. Tell me what I need to hear. You know, and a lot of people don't want to hear it, you know. And you know, a lot of times we, you know, like I was saying to you, I didn't get time to email you. And you know how busy my schedule is. You know, it's not a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's the truth, you know. So, you know, and you don't want to call people liars, but, you know, we all know the difference between a true friend being faithful and a lying friend. We know the difference. We know the difference. You know, are they for a real relationship or do they just want my money? You know, and this is this is referring back to yesterday too. You know, the lady was telling me, well, you need to join. Well, you need to join. Well, you know, you make this amount of money. I said, do I know you? You know, and I was looking back at her page and all this stuff, and I was like, something ain't right. But you know the difference between a person who's trying to push you to get your credit card and a person who wants to be in a relationship with you and say, look, you know, I wanna share more than just your money. You know what I mean? Because money is not a problem. Money is not a problem, but you don't want to be so forward that you say all these good things and it's not true. So you want to actually use your wisdom. Use your discernment, you know. A lot of times, I fall into that category of doing things wrong. I'm not perfect. But the one goal in my life right now is to build more relationships. And we are out of time already.
Oh, no.
We
wow.
are out of time. Dr. Arlene Spinn, how can we get in touch with you if we need any kinds of prayer or we need to go out and get your number one book?
All right. Just go to www.arlenespinn.com or you may email me at arlenespinn@gmail.com. And I just want you to stay humble and go out there and know that you have a voice. That's what I wanted to leave you with.
Yeah. That's true. That is true. We all have a voice. But we all know who is right and who is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Who is for us and who is against us. We know the difference, you know. All these Facebook people don't think you just give them your credit card and they're going to put $1,000 in your bank account. Well, they're not. They're going to take all the money out your bank account and then look at you like, what? You said, no, that's not what I said. So make sure they are a true friend. Make sure they are faithful to what you do. And be on your P's and Q's at all times. You can reach us, actually. We're on all social media. jamiesjournal@gmail.com. You can email me if you want to conversate more on this, on Proverbs 27. My goodness, I can't believe we're already we're already almost done this Proverbs. And next week, I may put in two or three more days because I want to finish out the book. But I'll let you know. And Arlene, I will be emailing you today. But think of this.
I said you heard it here, people. She's gonna email me.
Yeah. You know I'm always emailing you about something. So this weekend, have an awesome, awesome weekend. It's already Palm Sunday. Next week is gonna be Easter. Right? Next week or the following?
Yes.
Probably the following
week. Next week.
The following.
Yes.
So have a good Palm Sunday. And we will be back here on Monday at 10 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Thank you. Have an awesome, awesome day on Jamie's Journal. God bless.